Hello? Hello? I just returning your call. I was out last night. Mrs. Nixon did a hell of a job, and we got a great reception when she returned. She deserved it. Well, are you in Kansas? Miami. Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, give him a call, go over and see him, talk a little politics once you do that. Yeah, well, you call him and go out there with him. Well, fine, he'll enjoy seeing you. He's totally reliable on Florida. Totally reliable. Yeah. Well, you feeling all right? Fine. Well, we'll get ready for the big battle of the next year. We're going to have, I'm sort of doing out of communication for a week while I prepare the day of the union. So, 20th, and then we have our big cabinet dinner that night. So we'll get everybody, I'm going to expand that to include the top people in the White House too. So everybody will be kind of prepared, you know. He's your old colleague, huh? Yeah. I think so, yeah. But my feeling is that Bob, we have no choice, really, with both him and McCloskey. Of course, that means they're both going to get some votes. Anybody that runs around New Hampshire and shakes a few hands is going to get 15-20% of the vote. I think the line we should take is that we were just aiming to get more than the other two combined. I wouldn't set it any higher than that. Or give you grant, but you can't do it in a while, man. But what we're going to do is to have a extra suggestion of Republican governors and here on the head of dinner for us next year. So that'll give a chance to agree. Huh? You want? Yeah. Absolutely, they're crafty guys. They can help us. Well, I'll vote for you, and I think the sergeant looks good, too. He's got a good, he appeals to people that we aren't really going to get. Maybe, as far as I'm concerned, you work out anything. You and John, you work it out, I approve. Okay? All right, have a good time, though.